Chandler, congratulations on the victory on the road against Buffalo. We were expecting a really fired up atmosphere. Was it as revved up as everybody was anticipating? And if so, how did you handle it?
I was very fired up, actually. It was very loud. Actually, as loud as it's ever been when I was there. But it was a good win. Went out there and executed and did what we had to do.
Strip sack.
Moving on to the Jets.
Strip sack, recover the fumble. Like, just like it was no problem, like piece of cake, bounced right to you. It was beautiful.
Yeah, that definitely credits to our defense and to our secondary. You know, you weren't watching the whole play. You know, the quarterback was getting ready to throw the ball. But Jamie Collins did a nice job of cutting the route off, and he held the ball a little bit longer. And that gave me the time to go and make that play for the team.
When you got your scouting report on Monday of last week, when you got to the part about Kyle Orton, when it said mobility, did it say statue next to it?
No, it did not say statue.
No. Yeah. Feet of lead, nothing like that?
Excuse me?
Feet of lead, nothing like that?
No, it did not. No.
Okay. Well, listen, obviously, you guys, you and Rob Ninkovich had a great game, but obviously, you know, the injury that everybody's talking about, at least on the defensive side of the ball, is Jerod Mayo. Did you have a chance to talk to him after the game, you know, on the way home, and just how's he doing, and, you know, and what do you think the defense is going to look like now without him?
You know, I haven't spoken to Jerod. You know, my prayers are with him, and I'm definitely praying for him. You know, I have best wishes for him, but I haven't spoken to him. You know, it's our job just, you know, just to step up and you know, play better. And you know, like I said, you know, my prayers are out for him and his family. And hopefully he's okay.
Well, Chandler, what's the domino effect for you? Obviously, you don't play the same position as Jerod, but with the way the linebackers are deployed, that oftentimes affects whether you guys are 3-4, 4-3. Does this dictate that you will likely be just more of a 4-3 end now because the numbers are so thin at linebacker?
That's something you have to ask Coach Belichick. You know, my job is to get my plan from Coach Belichick. So whatever he puts out on the table and whatever he comes up with, that's what I'm going to do, and that's exactly what we'll do. So that's the question. We better for Bill.
You know, by the way, I want to let you know, too, that you are our first interview. Okay, we have you on before Julian.
That's
Edelman.
Right.
Oh, right, we forgot.
Yeah. You guys got me before Julian. That's great. I made that request last week. I appreciate you guys getting work done.
Hey, we're here for you. Julian wanted to come on like 20 minutes ago. We said no. We're not, no. We got to have Chandler on first.
Good. So, you know what? I just drove by Julian. He pulled me over on the road in his little car, beeping at me. And I was like, hey. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to work in a little bit. So I'm glad that I got a chance to go in front of him because I just saw him and knock him rubbing in his face the next time I see him again.
So he was trying to distract you because he didn't want
that's
you to
what it,
call
that's
in.
That's probably what it was.
So Chandler, do you be honest, okay? You don't have to ask Bill to answer this question. What are your personal feelings about playing on Thursday? Do you like them or do you not like them?
Well, before I answer this question, I want to let you know it's 11-11, so make a wish.
Oh, done. Perfect. I want you to answer this question honestly. There you go.
That's Christian's wish.
There you
an
go.
Honest answer.
I enjoy playing football in general.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. That's no.
Listen,
what's the
care.
Okay? Hold on. Let me ask the question
a
different
way.
I don't
care what day it is. If I could play football every day, I'd play every day.
Okay. Here's a better question. Better way of asking. Okay. What's the best part about playing on Thursday?
The best part about playing on
yes.
Thursday is the short week.
How about the long week after?
Yeah.
Once the game's over.
I like playing. Like I enjoy playing. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like the survival of the fittest. You have a short week, you know, the guys, whoever got banged up, you know, see if you can even play again. And, you know, I don't know. I'm more of into that warrior type of atmosphere. You know, like, oh, you know, keep going, let's keep going. So that short week, I feel for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you were like, what if you were like 32 and still playing in this league? Would you like this short week?
I'm 24. I'm 24 years old. I'm single. I don't have any kids. I can be up watching film all night. So I live off of it. I love it. I enjoy it.
Are you just throwing that single thing out there to let all the women know that you are
indeed
single?
I might have thrown a plug in for myself.
Right, wait, hold on. So we can play matchmaker now.
No.
Wait, can we set up a Tinder account for you?
I'm focusing on the Jets.
Well, that's why. So you focus on the Jets. We'll focus on your love life. We'll set you up with a Tinder account. Joey, our producer, will manage it. We'll swipe right on only the hot ones, Okay, and then at the end of the season, you know, we'll talk to them, we'll interview them here in the studio, and we'll put you on a blind date. How about that? Sounds like a deal.
I don't think I need a Tinder account. I'm not a big fan of Tinder.
Chandler Jones with us. It's a Patriots Monday on 93.7 WEEI. I can hear in Chandler's voice
that
he wants us to bring it back to football for a second.
I feel like he's hinting at us going towards Tinder again.
No Tinder for me.
So was Ninkovich just hot yesterday, Chandler, or were there blocking schemes sliding protection to your side and leaving him one-on-one more? What allowed him to get free as often as he did against the Bills?
Oh, well, Rob did a good job of. He has a lot of moves, and he has a good job of knowing when to throw. There was a few times when I was just watching on film where, you know, he had throws. There were a few moves that he threw right on time, right when the guy shot his hand, and he beat him clean off the edge. So a lot of that is just from him. He does a good job of using his moves and knowing when to do it. So he went out there and had 3 sacks, and I mean, that was great. That was great to put on film, and that was great for him. So very happy for him, and definitely helped that defense.
You know, Chandler, one thing with the short week is that you played a team like the Jets, and it looks like Geno Smith is still the guy, but then there's still Michael Vick that could kind of come in at any point too. How difficult is that in a short week to kind of realize you got a starter, but you got a backup that could be in there pretty quickly as well?
You know, that's just prepare for anything, you know. That's just, you know, with the Jets, they do have 2 quarterbacks that are very effective. And as a quarterback like Michael Vick, he definitely uses legs and hurts you, and he has a strong arm. So, you know, it's something that you just have to know and have keep in the back of your mind, especially with a team that, you know, he could be a part of the game as well.
Chandler Jones of 93.7 WEEI. Real quickly, Chandler, just to wrap things up here, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier. You brought up Julian Edelman driving by you in his little car, and you said it sort of dismissively there. So what's Julian driving these days? You're making it sound like it's a smart car or something like that.
You know what? I don't think he'd be too happy about me talking about the description of his car, but it is a very nice car, but it's small. I mean, he's a small guy, so nothing bad about it, but, you know, compared to my car, it's a little, so.
Well, see, last week he was on with us, and he was sitting on his, I guess, his back porch talking about the foliage, you know? And
Foliage?
Words I can't say. Foliage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't!
That's smart as could be.
Yeah. This is the Christian Fourier that Tom Brady was describing, right?
Well, you know, he's right.
Good.
You want me to tee that up? I'm not teeing that up. You teed up.
All right, so, Chandler, this is how Tom described Christian earlier today on Dennis and Callahan. So I want you to listen to Tom's description of Christian, and you tell us if you think it fits, okay?
Smart as could be, you know, really gifted route runner, knew how to set up routes. Everything really looked the same. He had great hands. He always made the tough catch.
Smart, gifted, polished. Right. Is that how you would describe Christian?
Yeah, he's very smart.
Well, see, Chandler and I haven't hung out that much yet.
No,
so,
I haven't really dug up a lot of his film, but I'm pretty sure he's right.
See, if I was blocking you, you know. Oh, here's the thing, though. Here's something to look forward to. You will be playing against my nephew soon.
Who?
See, what's up with that? Who? Come on.
Disrespect.
I thought he was injured. No.
No. See, you do know who he is. You've been paying attention.
I'm focused on the Jets.
Okay, all right, good. All right,
there's a good bailout ripcord answer there.
On to the Jets.
All right.
Chandler, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. And best of luck on the short week against New York, all right?
All right, thank you. Have a good one. All right.